Jennifer Kuiper, Israel says it's expanding its ground offensive in Gaza, with the U.S. urging it to create no-strike zones. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from Tel Aviv.
Residents ran in terror as Israeli airstrikes bombarded southern Gaza, the very region they had fled to for their safety under order of Israeli forces. But Israel has now turned its firepower on the city of Khan Yunis, the home of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, where smoke from explosions and the crisscross of rocket fire filled the skies.
A U.S. Navy ship responded to three separate drone attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea over the weekend. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it was carried out by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels.
Any ship they shoot at, whether it's Israeli-owned or has some connection in the past to Israel, that doesn't make it any more of a justifiable target under international law than if the ship didn't have ties to Israel. But some of these ships, we believe, may not have.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family from civil lawsuits over the opioid crisis. Deputy Solicitor General Curtis Gannon with the Justice Department was pressed by Justice Brett Kavanaugh about their position.
The views of the opioid victims and their families doesn't matter.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter.
Your position is saying it doesn't matter.
Our position is saying that there are other opioid victims with also heartbreaking and tragic losses that are saying we are not consenting to have our property rights forcibly extinguished in this way.
House Republicans could soon vote whether to formalize their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
With respect to the impeachment inquiry, this is something that we saw Republicans bring up late last week. There is a desire to move forward with a formal vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry in the House, something we could see as soon as this week, possibly next week, certainly before the House breaks for the recess.
Former U.S. Ambassador Victor Manuel Rocha is accused of working as a spy for decades for Cuba. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
To betray that trust by falsely pledging loyalty to the United States while serving a foreign power is a crime that will be met with the full force of the Justice Department.
Rocha will remain held until a bond hearing Wednesday. Stocks slip on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 41 points. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118 on what's been working for him.
Understanding where I need to go with the ball, but they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open. It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid
They used the clock. They were letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they were getting first down.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa. The kickoff, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 26. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom. Only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's Morning Show with The Kitchen's Open.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Thanks for joining me here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So this is our first show, and we just had our first guest, Bill Leff. He's the host of the national show Tune In With Me on the MeTV Network. And Bill, very funny guy. He was a great, great guest. Coming up in just a little while, we are going to turn to a friend of mine who I go to whenever I need a fun Wisconsin story. I go to this guest. He's coming up a little later after the second part of the hour. Frank Anderson, and his website is Wisconsinology. I highly recommend it. If you love Wisconsin and you love fun, weird, unique, cool stories, definitely check that out. Frank will be joining us in just about 25 minutes or so. In the meantime, we're putting the question out there, and I've got a few more texts to read here. What is the Christmas movie you can't turn off? When you're surfing, you're going to go to bed and you come across that movie. Your tree is there in the room with you. You're feeling Christmassy. You probably should go to bed, but it's Christmas and this movie is on. What is that movie for you? What's the movie? What's the Christmas movie or holiday movie you cannot turn off? We want to know that. And you can text it to us at 920-264-0606. Or you can call us and we'll talk about it. I'd love to hear who's listening. Leave your name when you text so we know who's letting us know and who's chiming in. We got one text here. Conrad, I don't know if you saw this one. Starting to become a tradition with Bad Santa 1 and 2.
Yeah, I did see that one. And I actually do watch that. I first regularly? Saw it like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But it's a really funny comedy.
Yeah, I saw the first one. I did not see the second one, but I love Billy Bob Thornton. And here's another one. What's the... by the way, I said Conrad's dad's name wrong. I disgraced the whole family. It's Krieger. It's spelled Kruger. And as a guy, Schwabba, who people have messed up my name my whole life and I've had to tell them how to spell it, that was a serious faux pas. Mea culpa, my friend.
It's all right.
Yeah. You haven't walked out, so you're obviously not too upset. Here we go. Die Hard. This is from Sage. He loves Die Hard. And apparently Sage thinks Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So I think I'm in the minority there, but we discussed this a little bit earlier. I think I don't consider it a Christmas movie, but I love watching it. It's a great movie. And then we got a text from Mary who said she binge watched season one House of Cards. First time I experienced a show dropping all at once. What do you think about dropping an entire season at once versus one show a week? That's a question we need to ask moving forward in future shows. And that's what this is, folks. Nightlight is a discussion about all things Wisconsin culture and all things entertainment. We want to find out what you're watching. And, you know, since she texted, it's not a Christmas thing, but I will say I think it's better to binge. I don't know. What about you, Kay?
I like to binge. I can't wait that whole week.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
And here's what I've done when they, this is what I like. I talked before about the show Bosch. There's a new Bosch out, Bosch Legacy, where he is no longer an LA cop, and they drop two at a time. And I like it when they drop all of them. That's becoming less of a thing now, but two I can live with. At least I get an hour and a half of entertainment, not just one. Like 40 minutes is nothing, you know? I wouldn't even get out of bed to watch a 40-minute show. So I like when they at least drop two at a time. Another one for Christmas vacation too. So what is the movie, folks? What can't you turn off? What is the Christmas or holiday film you cannot turn off? You can text us or call us at 920-264-0606. And we will be happy to talk to you about that. Let's have a discussion here. Here's some other ones too. I don't know. Are you a Muppet fan, Conrad?
I am not.
You're not a Muppet fan. Have you seen the Muppets?
I've only seen the movie.
Okay. That's a good start. I like the Muppets. So, for those of you who are probably middle-aged, there's a movie out there called Night Shift. Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler, Shelley Long, and it's a really funny comedy. It's like Brian Grazer, the producer. It's kind of what put him on the, one of the movies that put him on the map, and Ron Howard directed it. And it's a scene about two guys that work in a morgue, and they turn it into like a brothel, not a brothel, but a, they run call girls out of the morgue in New York City. It's a funny movie. Michael Keaton crushes it in the film. Really funny. But it's set at Christmas time. And I wouldn't say that's a Christmas movie. I don't know. What about you?
I don't know.
Like Trading Places. Have you seen Trading Places?
I have not.
Okay. It's Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. Great film. Set at Christmas. I would say that's more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Yeah.
Or Night Shift.
But... I haven't seen it. I already know it's a better Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Wow. He's taking a stance. Conrad is drawing a line in the sand. I like that. And I would say Die Hard is more of a movie than a Christmas movie than, I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. What are some other ones you've seen? I liked Home Alone. Home Alone and Christmas Vacation are kind of the ones we have to watch every year at my
house. Those are two that I watch every year. And I don't know about you, but how many Home Alones do you actually watch? Do you watch one, two? Do you go any further than that?
I think I've seen the second one. The first one, oh, I've seen a gazillion times, and I never, when Macaulay Culkin puts the spider on Daniel Stern and he screams, it is one of the best moments in movie in cinema history. But have you seen more of the Home Alones?
So I've seen them all.
You've seen them all?
Yeah. There is six movies, I believe, now.
Wow. That's impressive.
No, five? Well, it's six. Yeah, it's six, but...
I'll take your word for it.
One and two are the only one with Culkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. The third and the fourth one are with different child actors. And then Disney Plus just released a newer one that came out in 2021 called Home Sweet Home Alone.
Home Sweet Home Alone. I like the title. Was it terrible? It good?
That's the best thing about it is the title.
The title. So you turn it off after the opening credits?
It follows, like, you know, the base story. He gets left behind. His parents go on vacation, you know. But it's like, it's a different twist on it. So the people who are going to be the robbers were actually just a couple. Okay. We're going to lose their home. And Max is the main character, the kid. His mom, they go to like the open house for it. And he steals a doll from the couple that's going to lose their house.
Okay.
And that doll turns out to be very, very valuable. They want to sell it for a lot of money, that couple. So they realize that he stole it, and they try to get it back from him when his parents are gone. But it makes you hate the kid more than the robbers, and I think that's the worst thing about it.
Is this the one you told me where there's like one original cast member?
Buzz is the police officer in it.
Macaulay Culkin's older brother in the original Home Alone is in Home Alone 6, and he's a cop.
Yes.
Is he supposed to be Kevin's brother in 6? Or
yeah, he is.
And he went on to be a cop.
Yep.
Wow. I'd love to know what happened with the rest of the family. And how about all the bad parenting? How can you leave? That's like six movies dedicated to forgetting you have a child.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get that.
See, the first one and two, it's like, I don't know how they do it a second time.
Yeah.
In Home Alone 1 and 2, because they're the same characters.
Yeah, you forget your kid once. Okay, maybe it could happen, but...
Oh, wait, no. He got on a different flight on the second one.
Okay.
And he ended up in New York, and the family went to, I think, Florida.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right, whatever. You know, every parent has their thing. Have you seen, now you said you do like A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Here's a classic I'm going to throw out there. And I'm rolling the dice here. I don't think people have seen this film, but it's called The Shop Around the Corner. And it's with Jimmy Stewart, I believe. And it's set in a department store, but I think they filmed it in Hungary, like in the 40s. And a friend of mine told me about it. I need to get better about watching old Hollywood movies because I'm kind of a new age guy by nature, but I love the setting in a department store. It's kind of like Casablanca with Rick's American Cafe. It's just a great setting and a really nice holiday movie, but it's black and white. And it's so it has that classic feel to it. And it's just a great, great Christmas movie. So I highly recommend that if people are looking for a new Christmas movie this year. Also White Christmas and Holiday, and you got those too. So anyway, we want to hear what the Christmas movies you cannot turn off are. We are also celebrating Jeff Daniels. Whose birthday are we celebrating? Jeff Bridges. It's Jeff Bridges' birthday today. He is 74, and he is an actor in one of my all-time favorite films called The Big Lebowski. Do we have another clip we could play from The Big Lebowski?
Yes, we do.
Let's hear it.
There's the money, Lebowski. Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, head?
It's down there somewhere. Let me take another look. No, don't do that. Not on the rug, man.
See what happens, Lebowski? You see what happens?
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski. Your wife is Bunny.
My wife, Bunny? Do you see a wedding ring on my finger? Does this place look like I'm married? The toilet seat's up, man.
That is Christmas to me, The Big Lebowski. I mean, you said you watched it today, probably because you knew we were going to be doing clips. I appreciate that, Conrad. Yeah. What did you think of your first viewing of The Big Lebowski and Jeff Bridges?
I was confused half of the time. Very confused.
I get that.
I think it was a good movie to be confused about.
Yeah. It's the Coen brothers, and they have the Coen brothers quirkiness, and John Goodman's great. That scene that we just heard, they were dunking a couple of, and I love that they were kind of Southern California henchmen, a couple surfer guys coming in. And they were dunking Jeff Bridges' head in the toilet. And that's what we heard. And then we heard another guy peeing on his rug. And the whole movie is about Jeff Lebowski, or Jeff Bridges, trying to get his rug back. That's all he wants because it ties the room together. Have you seen The Big Lebowski? What are your thoughts? Engage us. Text us or call us at 920-264-0606. We want to know what you think about The Big Lebowski. We also want to know, what's the Christmas movie that comes on that you cannot turn off? Let's talk about this. So when we come back, you know, Conrad, you and I just kind of met. This is our first show together. I think it's magical so far. I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying that. So we're going to learn a little bit more about you. And I want to put out to the state of Wisconsin, anybody's listening, what we're expecting of them as listeners and what we want them to do and how we want them to interact with the show. Because I'm going to talk a little bit about Marinette and where I'm from and what's happened there. And some of the cool stuff that has happened there. So we'll do that. We'll talk more Christmas movies. We'll talk more, I don't know, should we talk more Big Lebowski? Is that run its course?
I mean, I like the movie, so we can keep talking.
We got a couple clips, right?
Yeah,
right. So we'll do that in just a minute. And again, Frank Anderson is coming up, folks. If you love Wisconsin, you're going to love Frank. His website is Wisconsinology. It's Pete Schwabe. The show is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Your opinion, man.
That is another clip from The Big Lebowski starring Jeff Bridges, who turns 74 today. Great actor, one of my favorites. And welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Wamba, where we are talking some show business. We're talking some Wisconsin show business. And okay, so here's what I want to do. Conrad is my producer tonight. The great Conrad Krieger. Did I get your name right that time, Conrad?
You did.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for putting up with me. So, we just got another text. Okay, here's The Grinch with Jim Carrey. Oh, that's a great one. Okay, that's Paul. Everyone in Conrad's family is texting.
Everyone's
the
texting.
The entire Krieger clan.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. So that's awesome. Keep those texts coming. We want to know the Christmas movie you cannot turn off, or if you have a favorite scene about The Big Lebowski too. That's kind of what we're conversing here about tonight. But right now I want to talk about Wisconsin and how amazing our state is and our communities are when it comes to the arts and when it comes to culture. Everyone has a great community theater. They've had independent film shot there. They know somebody from there who's done some cool stuff. In just a few minutes, Frank Anderson is going to join us from the website Wisconsinology. Frank is in Appleton. Houdini is from Appleton. Willem Dafoe is from Appleton. There are people from your town that have done cool stuff. So I want to know who they are. And maybe we'll do this, Conrad. Maybe every night or once a week, we'll talk to someone from a different county in Wisconsin or city, and we'll kind of find out what happens there. Like, you're from Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell me a little about where are you from?
Well, I'm from Kewaskum, Wisconsin, which, you know where West Bend is, about 7 minutes north. Named after a chief, but it's basically just a farm town.
What does Kewaskum mean? 7 minutes north of West Bend? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
About
7 minutes too. I like how you said that. It's about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
You've obviously made the drive a few times. So that's cool. So that's where you're born and raised?
Yep. We got one thing that is pretty well known in Wisconsin, which is Sunburst, which is a pretty big ski hill.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Do you ski?
I used to snowboard.
Okay. Is that easier or harder than skiing? I have no desire. I'm not an extreme sports. I'm kind of an inside guy.
I've never tried skiing.
No.
But snowboarding is hard to learn.
Is it?
Yeah. It took me a while. And then I broke a clavicle and then I stopped.
That sounds horrible.
Yep.
Good choice, though.
Yeah.
So they have a ski hill in Kewaskum, 7 minutes north of West Bend.
7 minutes north of West Bend.
Wow. I didn't know there was a ski hill that far south in Wisconsin, but I'm not a skier. So, well, that's cool. So do you like Green Bay? Do you like living here? That's where we're doing this here from, right?
Yep.
The WGBW studios.
WGBW.
okay. So that's where Conrad's. Do you know anything about the town you lived in, like in terms of who's from there, what cool things have happened there? The culture.
There's not, I mean, it, like I said, it's a farm town.
Okay.
You know, we got a bunch of cornfields.
Yeah.
Did
you ever get lost in one and chased by kids with knives, like out of a Stephen King novel? Or
actually, that happened to me yesterday.
Did it really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So here's I'm going to give you some homework. I want to know, I bet you $10 something cool happened there when it comes to the show business or the arts or whatever. So let's find out about Kewaskum. And if your folks, your family's obviously listening, so let's put them to the test too. Let's figure this out, okay?
All right.
So in Marinette, as I can tell you, it's just my adopted hometown. I moved there in junior high from Chicago, right from the inner city of Chicago to Marinette, which was, interesting as a kid. It was truly a different world. And here's why I'm encouraging people to learn about their towns or communities here in Wisconsin. I didn't know who was from Marinette until after I had left. I went back to Chicago. I started doing stand-up comedy. I moved to LA. I was out there for 14 years. While I was out there, there was a guy in a nursing home named Arthur Gardner, who was from Marinette. His dad owned a suit store. Arthur Gardner's real name was Arthur Goldberg. In World War II, he changed it to Gardner. He went and fought in World War II. And apparently he and some other guys filmed the war, which to me is almost more terrifying than being in the war, because you're just, you have nothing to defend yourself. You're just using a camera. That's crazy. So very brave. Arthur Gardner filmed the war with some other guys. When the war was over, they went out to Hollywood and created shows like F Troop and The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. And this is a great story about this cool guy from this little tiny pocket of Wisconsin where I live and have lived, Marinette. And I had no idea. So I think we should learn more about the history of our towns, showbiz related or not. I just think there's history is fascinating to begin with, but every town or county in Wisconsin and anywhere has a cool story behind it typically. So Arthur Gardner is one from Marinette. And the reason I said that before about when I lived in LA, he was in a retirement home and I think he lived to be like 104. And a friend of mine, Mike McGuire, who's also from Marinette, who is out making films in LA right now, went and visited him. And I had already left LA. I didn't even know about the guy. So another person, have you heard of Pauly Shore, Conrad?
Pauly Shore.
Encino Man. You know, he's been in a lot of movies. He was a stand-up comic. If you Google him, you'll know him. Biodome was another Pauly Shore gem. His mom, Mitzi Shore, owned the Comedy Store in L.A. on Sunset Boulevard. I performed there when I lived in L.A. And she was from Marinette. And I had no idea. She went to the UW-Madison, married composer Howard Shore. And they moved to L.A. And he went out. He was, I think, a Rat Packer and sang in Vegas. They got divorced. She got the comedy club. And she was a character. But she owned the comedy club on Sunset Boulevard. And then there's another guy named Howell Conant, who was a photographer who was from Marinette. He became Grace Kelly and Liz Taylor's photographer. And his name was Howell Conant. I have a picture of him at home. He looks like kind of a cool guy, like a photographer would look, as you might imagine. Very pretty, kind of avant-garde and cool. And then this is not as big a deal. Winona Ryder's grandmother is from Marinette, Wisconsin. So my point in telling people this is I want to know more about what. That's just my little county and my little town in Marinette. So I want to know more about this state and the culture behind it and the cities and counties. So let's encourage people to tell their stories and what they might know. And, you know, if you have to make something up, make something up. That's fine, too. So we'll do that. So, and are you going to find, who would you like to be from your town, Conrad? Let's put that to you.
What do you mean?
Who would you think it's cool if he or she were from where you grew up?
I'm a sports guy, so it has to be someone in the NFL or the NBA.
Who's your favorite? Are you a Packer fan?
I am, yeah.
What did you think about the star sightings last night?
Well, like, I was actually at the game yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Did you spill your beer on Taylor Swift?
I tried. They didn't let me in there, though.
Too far away, right?
I tried.
Okay, that was a pretty good representation for little Green Bay. We had Taylor Swift, Simone Biles, and Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
It's like a Laker game.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
I know at Lambeau, they weren't allowed to talk about it or anything with Taylor Swift, so.
What do you mean?
Well, for the day before the game, a bunch of my friends, we went to on the stadium tour.
Oh, nice.
And we asked the tour guide, do you know if Taylor Swift is going to be here?
Yeah.
And you'd say, I'm not allowed to comment on that.
Which is yes. Well, you should have just said no.
He said, I'd be the last guy to know about that.
Oh, I got the crack security guard. Yeah, she's here, but they didn't tell me. I have to protect her. Okay, good. All right, we got a couple more texts here, Conrad. I love the Big Lebowski. John Turturro is hilarious as the Jesus. You said it, man. Nobody messes with the Jesus. Ha ha. And we got another one here. One of my favorite holiday movies is Elf with Will Ferrell, coming in from the 310 area code. Love that. So it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. When we come back, we're going to be joined by a Wisconsin institution. Frank Anderson is going to talk cool Wisconsin on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Israel says it's expanding its ground offensive in Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
There's been a near complete internet blackout across Gaza. It means as Israel widens its offensive, residents there are unable to receive instructions warning them to evacuate further south.
The Supreme Court hears arguments over a legal shield for the Sackler family in the Purdue Pharma opioid bankruptcy case. Curtis Gannon with the Justice Department says this deal allows the family to decide what they're going to pay.
Nothing in bankruptcy would let somebody say, I'm insolvent because I've decided that only a certain portion of my assets should be used to pay my debt.
Donald Trump will appeal the ruling reinstating the gag order in his New York civil fraud trial. More from CBS's Graham Cates.
They say that they're suffering irreparable harm by not being allowed to criticize the judge's clerk, who they say is in the judge's ear and biased against them.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 26. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Talking entertainment and all things fun Wisconsin. We've gotten some great calls and texts throughout the course of the show. People telling us the holiday movie or Christmas movie they cannot turn off when they see it. And there's a lot of the classics, but a couple, you know, offbeat ones thrown in there, which has been good. So keep those coming. What is the Christmas movie or holiday movie you cannot turn off when you see it? We're also celebrating Jeff Bridges' birthday today. He turned 74 in The Big Lebowski. So you can text us or call with your thoughts about The Big Lebowski if you are so inclined. That phone number is 920-264-0606. We hope to hear from you. Okay, so this is exciting for me. This is our second guest ever on Nightlight so far. I've known this guy for quite a while. I met him in Milwaukee. We went out to dinner with a mutual friend, and we were talking about show ideas and all kinds of stuff. My next guest has lived all over the world, L.A., San Francisco, I think the Philippines, but he now calls Appleton home. He is a true Renaissance man of entertainment, and he is known around my house as Appleton's favorite son. Houdini and Willem Dafoe be damned. Please welcome to Nightlight, Frank Anderson. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Pete. It's so exciting to be on your exciting debut.
Yeah, you're so close. You probably could shout and I'd hear you. You're just right over there.
Well,
in Appleton,
yeah, I'm that loud.
So how's it going, Frank? Tell us what you're working on right now. You've directed commercials. You've directed documentary films. I'll be sitting at home just to give you an idea of Frank's life. And I'll see a music documentary, and all of a sudden they're interviewing Frank Anderson in a Butch Vig documentary. It's like, what? Hey, that's Frank. What? Like, you're everywhere. How do you do it?
I don't know. I just live life.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Yes, you do. So your website is Wisconsinology.com. Can you tell us a little bit about Wisconsinology and what your goals are with it?
Since 2006.
Wow.
I've been telling the tales of Wisconsin, things that interest me mainly, and we got real good numbers on Facebook. It somehow took off there, but before that, it was just a website, and you know, there was a point where I told mostly ghost stories, but I've gone out of that because that industry has blown up across Wisconsin. And there are so many of such sites and subgenres. But it is Christmas. And when it's Christmas, I think of ghost stories.
Hey, lay them on us. If you got a couple great ghost stories, we're all ears. Wisconsin Ghost and Christmas, that's the triumvirate. So,
well,
please.
It's these are personal ghost stories that going to tell. And how much time do I have?
You got enough time. We can close the show with you if you want. So you just start talking and I'll tell you when to stop.
Well, listeners, this happened to me 23 years ago. I was working in Chicago for an animation studio and I'd commute there from Appleton. And one night I just wanted to go home so bad. I'm in downtown Chicago. I have no idea what the weather's like because I'm shooting animation the old way, frame by frame in a locked room.
Wow.
And it was the Sears Christmas campaign, actually. And I just bullheadedly decided to go home. 2 a.m., I pull out. Biggest damn snowstorm ever is hitting Chicago. I had no idea it was happening, but I'm in the middle of my drive. I'm locked into traffic. 30 minutes later, I'm lost. completely lost. The snow is coming down so heavy. Right in front of me, just when I thought, I'm just going to pull over and let it pile up.
Yeah.
A car pulls in front of me, a big 1970s car, one of those LTD, not a town car, not a Lincoln Town car, but an LTD. And its dome light is on. For some reason, its dome light is on. And there's three guys in there, and they're all hefty, and they're smiling and laughing. And one looks back at me and waves. And then I notice on the back of their car, bumper stickers. One is an old Packer bumper stickers that maybe some of your listeners might remember. When Lynn Dickey was the quarterback of the Packers, and it said, "You can't lick our Dickey." And I started laughing because I remembered that. That was a bumper sticker back in the day.
Clever.
And the other bumper sticker said, "Follow me to Wally's Tavern in Manitowoc, Wisconsin." So I decided right there, I'm following these guys no matter what. And they're all the car was lit up like you wouldn't believe. The snow got worse and worse. I don't know how we got out of Chicago. I didn't even know where I was. I could guess we were headed north. Hours went by because we're going 20 miles an hour.
Oh,
I don't know how we got around Milwaukee. I'm leaning way into my windshield, rubbing it to hand defogging it. And they're still in front of me, those three guys. And the one in the back keeps looking back and smiling, even waved once. And we kept going and we kept going. The snow started to lighten. They pulled ahead a bit. And then one last squall comes in. And by the nature of the snow, I knew we were in Wisconsin, and I knew we were maybe around Sheboygan. And coming out of that squall, it was almost a whiteout. And then we suddenly came out of it, and I was beyond the storm. They weren't there anymore. But there was a road sign. It's Manitowoc, next exit.
Oh, my.
And I just, and I took Highway 10 across to Appleton at that point. But I thought about that every single Christmas.
That, so you had no idea who these guys were. It was like a party in the car. And they more or less encouraged you to follow them.
They looked like my uncles, that old Wisconsin feel and look, big guys.
Yeah.
Love to drink, love Gemütlichkeit, love to polka.
So I
just literally took the instruction, follow me to Wally's Tavern.
And were you at Wally's Tavern or you just got close?
No, I was outside Manitowoc.
That would have been too weird.
That would have ruined the story.
So what's your take on that, Frank? I mean, do you think they were ghosts or what?
They could be, but I'm a ardent debunker of such things.
Yeah.
I'm the first person to say, when someone says, "I know what I saw," I'm the first person to say, "No, you don't. Nobody knows what they saw."
It could have been
a fever dream. I had been animating. I don't know how to describe what it's like to be on an animation table for 12 hours straight.
Yeah.
You're concentrating on numbers, and you're shooting. And it's immense concentration. I could have been having a fever dream. I could have fever dreamed my way out of there. But the one thing I loved was the "You can't lick our Dickey" sticker.
That's when you knew, all right, they're going to Wisconsin, and I'm going to stick with these guys. I mean, the fact that they were in an LTD Ford in, 2000 or late 90s?
99.
Yeah, that's just, I didn't even see those on the road, I don't think, by that point.
No, not outside of, Sunday drives in Wisconsin.
Right.
No, not at all. You didn't see them. And if you
incredible.
Saw anything, it would be a Lincoln Town car.
Yeah. That's insane. So I know you have another, do you have a story about a ghost ship? Did we talk about that before or just in passing?
Oh, we did. It's the Griffin, the famous, It's a very general story.
Tell whatever you want. You got the floor, so.
Oh, I got the floor?
Yeah. Christmas and ghosts, I mean, come on.
Well, here's another one
Who
with
better?
A personal touch.
Okay.
And this one takes, I'm going to take you out of Northeast Wisconsin for a moment.
Okay.
This takes place in Wisconsin's tobacco country. And that is the heavily Norwegian settled southeast corner of Dane County.
Okay.
About 16 miles from Madison. I call it my hometown because I lived there during my high school years. But this takes place outside of Deerfield, Wisconsin, in a small Norwegian cemetery. And there are Norwegian cemeteries all over that place.
Huh.
That's where my people are from.
Anyway, I didn't even know Wisconsin had a tobacco country, so that's,
wherever
that's
there's Norwegians, there's tobacco. It's hard, insanely dumb work, but you get a big damn check in February every year.
Okay.
And that town, Deerfield, still stubbornly holds on. People plant it because you're supposed to, not for any other reason.
Huh.
You know, my grandpa did it, my dad did it. I'm going to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
But, beautiful long shed, famous tobacco barns of Dane County. Anyway, one day I was at home with my father, my uncle drove up the hill. He might have had an LTD, but he drove up the hill and came in. He was rather ashen-faced, and he sat down, and he told my father, he said, "I just saw the weirdest thing." He said, "I was driving out by the cemetery," and what he meant, I'll name it, the Haughey Cemetery in Deerfield, Wisconsin, just outside of town. And he said, "I saw the strangest thing. I saw a giant dog standing on its hind legs, dressed in an old evening frock, wearing a top hat, standing in the cemetery, watching cars go by." And my father thought he'd been drinking.
A lot of tobacco, laughing. Yeah.
I mean, nobody believed it. But I was also there 1 week later when a salesman who worked for my father drove in from Minnesota. He pulls up, comes in, after some pleasantries, he says, "I just saw something. I don't know if I believe it." He said, "There's a giant dog. It's over 6 feet tall. It's wearing a top hat with a overcoat, a man's dress coat from a longer ago time." And he said, "I don't know what to make of it, but it watched me as I drove by." And that hit my father very hard because he doesn't believe in anything like that.
Huh.
He never did. And to this day, I don't have an explanation for it. Practical joker? Or because that town, Deerfield, is at the edge of what Wisconsin famously calls its werewolf triangle.
Whoa.
Jefferson, Delavan Jefferson, Bray Road, all the way up into southeast Dane County, where people sight large, hairy animals.
Come
right?
on.
And I don't know. I don't know if that's related. I mean, I don't believe in all that stuff. I know there's been tons of sightings down there.
Of werewolves?
Werewolf County, USA, is Jefferson County, Wisconsin. Oh. And I don't know what to make of it at all. And I don't know why the one that was seen by these two men was wearing a top hat.
Yeah, where's the top hat? Oh, even if you make the leap and you see a werewolf, how does he get his hands or his paws
up
on a hair? How does he get it could have been a formal, you know, he's lonely. I get that.
And my mind immediately goes to some farmer in town is an amazing practical joker.
Right. Hey, Frank, can you stick around for like 1 minute?
Yeah.
Maybe even indulge me with a ghost ship story. We'll talk. But I want to see what you're watching, too. But we'll just hang on for 1 minute. We'll be right back with Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh! Mad Radio 92.5.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Waba. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, we got another text from a Christmas movie fan, the movie that you can't turn off. And this person says they can't turn off Loretta Young and David Niven and Cary Grant in The Bishop's Wife, which I think they remade later into The Preacher's Wife with Denzel Washington and maybe Whitney Houston, if I'm not mistaken. But The Bishop's Wife, that is a Christmas classic. So thanks for, you guys have been great about texting in. And we'll get... We're talking with Frank Anderson from the website Wisconsinology, Renaissance man from Appleton. He's one of Wisconsin's own, Frank Anderson. He told two great ghost stories. Frank, I want to ask what you're watching before we let you go. We've got about, you know, eight minutes left. Can you squeeze in for my, just for me, the ghost ship story before we find out what you've been watching?
Sure.
Is that possible?
Yes.
You're a sport. Thank you. I love this story.
Absolutely. It's the Griffin is the most famous ship, lost, sunken ship in the Great Lakes. In the middle of the 1600s, it sailed. It was the first, by the way, the first schooner, fully masted ship to sail in the Great Lakes. It sailed from what is now upstate New York to Washington Island.
Oh, wow.
Just off Death's Door.
Yeah.
And it was there to collect a fortune in furs. Now, the furs that ran through the Fox River in Wisconsin and eventually made their way up to the tip of Door County for distribution to the French Empire in Canada, that it was more valuable than gold. Fur was more valuable. It drove the European economy at the time. Hence, the superhighway that generated Europe's wealth was the Fox River, the Fox Wisconsin Waterway. So this is a very valuable cargo, and it was placed on this ship. And the ship belonged to Sieur de La Salle, the great French explorer who was later shot by his own men in Louisiana or Texas or something like that.
Because of
a
his
beloved
name,
leader.
Because he had a cool name.
His cool name. But the ship was loaded with furs. La Salle went off exploring other things via canoe, and off it went, never to be seen again.
Jeez.
It has been the subject of over 30 very serious attempts and possible sightings, location, underwater. Expeditions to confirm that it exists sunk. But what happened in Door County in the 1940s was a couple was out for a stroll on the Lake Michigan side, not the Green Bay side, and they looked out to sea, and there was this beautifully rigged old ship, the Griffin, with its golden griffin on the prow. That's how you could tell it's a griffin. Sails unfurled and slowly making its way out north, due north from Washington Island. they could hear the people talking as if it was just another day, and they could see the crew. It looked like the reenactment to them. And this the ship passed, and then over time they lost sight of it. They told friends, it was reported here, but they tried to find, was the Griffin reconstructed, and was a crew taking it out, visiting ports around the Great Lakes. Of course it wasn't, and of course that wasn't true. So they had reported an actual ghost sighting, but of a ghost ship. But there's so many ghost ship sightings in Wisconsin, it's endless, because we are in Michigan and Wisconsin, unbelievable graveyards for ships.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the most famous recent ghost ship sightings is the famous Christmas ship that never made it to Chicago, right, and sank off of, Two Rivers or Manitowoc.
Yeah, I think you're right. So what, you're a skeptic. I mean, what do you make of that?
I don't know. I think
part of me wants to believe it's true, but I'm with you, though.
Well, if you believe in quantum physics.
What's that?
And I'm not going to give any lecture on that, but quantum physics tells us that any sighting is completely subjective and not objective. So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. It's a story I relate. People love that stuff. I do, too.
Oh, man, it's great. It's so fascinating, too, because part of you wants it to be true, or just the possibility of it.
We all want it to be true.
Yeah, or to see something like that. Just a ship that went down 300 years ago, but they're all partying, and you see it sailing by. I mean, that's like out of a movie, you know?
Yeah.
How do you find this stuff?
I'm a lifelong library inhabitant.
Well, the website is Wisconsinology. The man, the Renaissance man, is Frank Anderson, and you've had so many different careers. What was your favorite? Do you like running this website, or animating, or directing? What do you like the most, Frank?
Animating. No, I like music, because I did that for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love animating. I'm still at it. My last project I did was I did historical animation, which is just another term for the fact that I still do it the old way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the HBO program, The Last Movie Stars, 8-parter produced by Martin Scorsese.
God, you're a busy guy. That's so incredible. Well,
and I'm doing it again. I have another show, but I signed an ND.
Oh. Okay. Will you come back then when you can D?
Oh, I can't wait to D.
Okay. Hey, one of these days, I want you to come into the studio if you would, or with some guys and play something live. I think that'd be
I'd love
down
to.
There. All right.
Got
fantastic.
Room for a trio?
Absolutely, we do. Yeah. He is Frank Anderson. Check out wisconsinology.com. Frank, thanks so much for your time, and have great holidays, buddy.
Well, thank you, Pete. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. All right, so the first episode of Nightlight is pretty much almost in the books. Conrad, we had another text. Someone said, did anybody nominate a Muppet Christmas Carol? It says, one I always enjoy in the season. That's Jack from Merrimack. That's kind of cool. You guys sent great text. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for joining the discussion with text. Excellent stuff. And I want to thank my guests, Bill Leff and Frank Anderson. And Conrad, outstanding job.
Thank you.
Success? What do you say?
I think so.
All right. I had fun. I hope you did too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us tonight on Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with Nightlight, for Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street, locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Supreme Court justices appeared conflicted about a bankruptcy plan for Purdue Pharma, the maker of the OxyContin drug, which said